passion play body of style. My bedroom window still faces that tragic house with a turquoise fence and a fresh coat of white paint. The yellow trembling curtains play games with my mind. I rise thinking of that carnage of Viernes Santo almost 20 years ago. The morbid night is so desolate as I peer out the window. Everything is so quiet. In that tragic house, the light is on in the baby's bedroom. I imagine the young mother sitting in a rocking chair nursing her baby, oblivious to the fact that once that was a house of misfortune. I hold back the ghosts of yesterday, refusing to let them stay in that house, like if I possessed some sort of power to spread a protective shield over that young family filled with love and reaching for the stars. Fiercely, I want to protect, keep them safe from that night of so long ago when all hell broke loose on Viernes Santo at exactly 3 o'clock in the afternoon during the holy hour when most vecinos were at church. A homeboy was shanked 7 times with a huge rusty nail that was driven into his heart while he sat at a picnic table at the Varela's Park. Barrelenos dragged his sacrificial body down Barrelas while his lifeless feet scraped the hot black asphalt, staining it a plum red. I hid my sight and screams behind my sorrowful yellow curtains that swallowed all my fears. A riot of Vecinas screamed while rival gang members chased the mourners, firing cuetes in front of my house. We all ducked for cover along with the dogs who instantly hid. The birds who stopped singing flew away. When they reached the house with the turquoise fence, homeboys dumped his bloody corpse into his mother's trembling arms. Her llantos pierced every corner of Varela's as she collapsed on the floor holding her son. For hours, she rocked him, refusing to surrender him to death, yelling, "Why? Why, God?" Finally, at 2 in the morning, someone called the police. I am not a woman with special powers. No matter how hard I try, every time I look out the window, I think of that mother and that horrid day of agonía. All I can do is light mi veladora, place it in the window facing south, where I pray mi Virgencita's tender love glows and protects that young family so full of hope. My heart reaches out for that sweet young mother, rocking, nursing her baby on a night like this.
Wow. FYI, Robert's hooking up the swamp cooler, so that may be what you're hearing up there.